Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.
Hello again here. We're wrapping up our show, but not too quick, though. Don't leave us, because it's a real pleasure to have in the studio with me now Jamie Williams, a lifestyle commercial and Western photographer. How are you this morning, Jamie?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, this is a pleasure. In fact, we're going to kind of dovetail off the artistic bend from our segment just prior to yours. Let me introduce Jamie. She's a lifestyle commercial and Western photographer who's been in business for over 20 years. Jamie has photographed scenery and cultures around the world, which is one of the reasons she loves what she does, a passion clearly reflected in the inspirational images that she produces. A Texas girl who spent a lot of time on ranches over the years, she now calls Tucson home. Jamie's commercial clients have included American Airlines, AT&T, Bank of America, California Tourism, Texas Tourism, just to name a few. And also her work has appeared in Travel and Leisure, Condé Nast Traveler, Town and Country Magazine, Fortune, Forbes, and the Sunday New York Times Magazine. Now, when Jamie's not on assignment, currently her focus is on a spectacular project called The American Cowgirl. It's a multimedia documentary project to include a film and also a traveling museum exhibit honoring the spirit of women and horses. Her project is supported by an artistic grant from the Arizona Commission of the Arts for American Cowgirl, and currently her photographic art is being shown at the Desert Caballeros Western Museum in Wickenburg, Arizona. For those of you who are streaming us right now, pop up a second icon there and look at AmericanCowgirl.com, as well as Jamie's website, ThatGirlProductions.com. So again, welcome.
Thank you so much.
I don't know where to quite start because there's so many questions that I've got. I guess I'll start with the obvious. You're being a photographer. Is that something that you've been at doing a long time, Jamie?
Yes. I knew since I was about 8 years old I wanted to be a photographer. Since the first time I saw a National Geographic magazine, I just thought it would be something really fun, and I wanted to travel around the world and meet people from different cultures
and get the chance to see through the lens, we'll say.
Yes, yes. I love adventure, and I love to go places and meet people. And
well, I know it's a reflection for anybody that would ever want to get a hold of Jamie, is you never quite know where you're going to find her on the planet or when you're going to land back, because I think that that adventure element keeps you on that move.
It does, it does. And I was raised by a single mother who was always very encouraging to me and my sister to follow our dreams and pursue goals and believe in ourselves. And so that, I didn't realize I could do it until she encouraged me as a young girl and still does. So
these adventures that you've been on, too, as a result of that, I think you'd share with me, you've been to 49 of the 50 states.
Yes.
So which one haven't you been to?
Alaska.
That's easy. We're going to line
so
that one
I
up.
I need to go to Alaska now.
And also every continent,
yes,
except Antarctica.
Yes.
So pack your Uggs, right, to get a warmer climate. The aspect that you've had the chance to look through the lens, it's one thing to do still photography, but for those of you who might look out on Jamie's site, That Girl Productions, your images, though, have a lot of action in them, whether it be someone who's throwing the rope to the belayer, you know, down the mountainside, or the couple standing on the beach. So I think the idea that now you're doing documentary work, that isn't that much of a leap, in other words.
It's a really natural crossover for me, and I like to try, even if it's commercial advertising that I'm shooting, I try to make it seem totally natural, and that's one thing the clients like a lot. It doesn't look staged and posed. I like to keep it really natural. And in starting the project American Cowgirl, I started out photographing and interviewing women for a book and a traveling exhibit, but I decided to interview them on video. And I started looking at it, and I thought, gee, this might make a really neat documentary film. Okay, I think I'll do that. So then I dove into being a filmmaker. So it's a very natural crossover for me.
For you, but I don't know that would be necessarily for all the different facets of photo work. Usually that is such a separate and distinct element.
It's a whole different
ball game. It's like the painter that may not be able to excel equally in doing sculpture. And it's a, exactly. It's an uncommon opportunity to see the two bundled together.
It is. So so I had a lot to learn, and I'm still learning, but it's going well. And I think I'm really onto something because of the content with all these inspiring stories and all the incredible women that I've been meeting.
And again, the romance of the West is often, in the Southwest, often equated with the cowboy. But we've overlooked,
yes,
again, women in and of themselves doing every bit the participation in, whether it be roading or ranching and so on.
Exactly. A lot of these older ladies, cowgirls, you know, women didn't wear pants in public. They weren't allowed to own property. You know, this was back when these ladies were like, get out of my way, I'm going to ride that bull and no one's going to stop me.
Right. You know?
So I love that spunky nature. And I think now more than ever, we need some positive role models for girls and women with all the reality shows and all that on TV. I think that certainly has an entertainment value, but
we need the authentic side.
Right.
The values, the spunk, the chutzpah. That promise of passion like your mother passed to you.
Exactly.
You know, the trailer that's out there already that I know is getting a lot of exciting lift, that Encore.
It really is.
Shifted in. It's been, you know, going, running the country 50 times over. And then some. One spotlighted woman, Connie Reeves.
Connie Reeves. Oh, she was absolutely amazing.
What a stitch.
I am so very fortunate I was able to meet her, and I went to the ranch about three times, and I said, let's just get as much footage of her as we can. She was still riding her horse every day when at 101 years old, and she was a riding instructor at a camp for young girls in East Texas, and they estimated she taught over 36,000 girls how to ride over a 70-year span. And just an incredible lady and a great sense of humor.
And I love the little sidebar, for example. She's sitting there with her fellow dude-it-up cowgirls, and they're kind of whispering in her ear, and she looks up and says, what do you mean I can't use profanity? Well, then this isn't going to be fun, you know?
Yeah, she would definitely catch people by surprise and had a great sense of humor.
Yeah, lovely. Just a lovely lot about heart. You talked about that heart and soul. I know you also were privileged in the process of doing this work to catch the last interview with Dale Evans.
Yes, that was a really incredible experience. I had a good friend of mine who knew her and the family and called and asked, you know, may Jamie call you? And they said, absolutely. So I called and they said, you know, mom's been in the hospital. She's not doing so well. Call next week. I called every Monday for 6 months.
Oh, my.
They kept telling me to call back, and finally they said, mom's doing well. I said, great. I was on a plane 2 days later, flew out. She, you know, I was really a little starstruck with her. She was kind of a living legend, and she was kind enough to write the foreword for my book, and then she passed away a couple months later. So I was very fortunate to have met her. And
what was the most striking thing you picked up from your experience with her?
She was the real deal.
Yeah.
And you know, telling stories about Roy Rogers, her husband, which a lot of people, you know, who are under 30 years old don't really know them. But they were the real deal. And just
so, like, they weren't just spiffed and polished for the sake of the movies where the movement took her. They really were the authentic ones.
Yes, they were kind of like the movie icons that they portrayed. And it was very refreshing. And it was a really incredible experience.
I bet. And it's probably one that, as your years progress in this kind of field and you're getting closer to all these other cowgirls in the scene, to how that circles back to you. I mean, even your own heritage coming from Texas, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I come from a long line of strong-willed women and independent women. So this is right up my alley. And I think preserving the history of the older generations with their stories, but also I'm meeting a lot of, you know, younger girls who are carrying on the tradition. So there was one young girl named Brittany Holland who was born blind, and her mother was a barrel racer, and she begged her mother to let her get on the horse with her, and then begged her to teach her how to ride. So at 3-4 years old, they put headphones on her and talked her on a walkie-talkie and would tell her when to turn the horse around the barrels. And now she's about 18 years old. She's competing and training horses, straight A student. I mean, what an incredible inspiration.
Well, and for those who are horsemen, to know the respect and legendary connection it takes with these magnificent animals, that so much is back what we said earlier, the intuition and the heart, and the communication is through touch and feel, not by sight and even voice.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, and that's something else about these cowgirls, you know, it's all about what's really important in life. It's not about what kind of car you drive or what kind of designer clothes you wear. It's all about, you know, family and the animals and nature and just living an authentic life. And that's very appealing to me. And I think, you know, it's great to have all the technology and all the things we have these days, but getting back to what's real and getting kind of down, you know, down to earth.
Well, I think particularly your thought and your mission of bringing this forward as a documentary beyond the reality TV and some of the other stuff that's out there is to help us bring back to that particularly a stronger influence on our younger women.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of my favorite stories is from a cowgirl who wrote to me from Canada. She had a double lung transplant.
Oh my.
And the first, I didn't even know you could have
do that.
That.
Yeah, I didn't either.
The first question she asked her doctor was, when will I be able to ride again? And they said, well, we're not sure you're ever going to be able to ride again. And she saw my film trailer on my website and wrote to me to tell me how inspired she was by it. And she was not going to give up. And 6 months later, she was riding. So
you know, if you talk about a lady on the mission like you are, you know, writing books and the photography that you're doing in the documentary, it's one thing to actually do them. But then the life that it's going to happen, give birth to for others, but also for you, Jamie. I mean, that do you feel that it's moving you into a whole different place on where you want to head?
Absolutely. It makes me feel like anything's possible. And you know, if I can do it, then I know other people can do it. I started with nothing. I'm not formally trained. I just really, really wanted to be a photographer. I started out as an assistant photographer. I worked for over 100 different photographers, sweeping floors, carrying their bags, whatever they needed done. But the very first photographer I ever met and took my little portfolio over to, he looked at my work and threw my portfolio across the table and said, you have absolutely no talent whatsoever.
Oh my.
You will never make it in this business, and being a woman is a detriment. So if I were you, I wouldn't even consider going into this business. You may show yourself out. And I was like, oh, and I was just, my face was stinging, holding back the tears. I got out to my car and burst into tears, drove away thinking, oh my gosh, I'm never going to make it. This is too hard. This business is too brutal. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. I got about a block away and said, you know, wait a minute.
What does he know?
You don't know what I'm made of, and you don't know how bad I want this. You know, you just wait and watch.
And, you know, in some regard, he may have given you the lifetime gift.
He actually
of actually
did.
Putting your face on the pavement so that you
he
could say,
did.
Nope, from him forward, I'm going up.
Well, I already had a lot of passion and desire to start with, but he really lit a fire under me. And the funny thing, later, when I became, you know, a well-known assistant in Dallas at the time, I guess he forgot about that meeting. He called me, and he called me every week and wanted me to come work for him. And I just always said, no thanks, I'm not available.
Yes, there's some justice in that, but even at that, he may have actually remembered that.
Maybe he did, but
he said, I need to make amends, too.
If I ever saw him again, I would thank him now.
Yeah, isn't that
fun? I'd look at it as a gift now.
I had a very similar circumstance happen to me, and I remember finally when I shook it off saying, you know, it's about time, I need to stand up on my own 2 feet. I mean, mentorship and sponsoring others and relying on those more wise than you and a variety of things is absolutely key to moving ourselves forward and being open to possibilities. But the same standpoint, it's got to be us grabbing on our own North Star.
Absolutely. Yeah. And as well as I love to help other people. When people call me and say, I want to be a photographer, you know, what can you tell me? What can you do to help me? I'm always happy to talk to people and encourage people and try to give back.
Yeah, that's great. And we're speaking with Jamie Williams, and her websites, by the way, it's That Girl Productions as well as The American Cowgirl. I've got in front of me something that Jamie said was really hard for her to go do, and that was to stand in front of the camera for someone else, just like how she said she was a little bit anxious about this interview because she's used to being on the other side of it. But the International Magazine of Cowgirls, featured in the life of Western women, has got Jamie here on the cover. The experience of participating in this public as well as the chance to have your photographs featured in the article.
Well, I was thrilled to get a spread in the magazine. I was just a little nervous about being on the cover because I said, well, put a picture of one of my cowgirls on the cover, but not me. And they said, no, we want you.
Because you're a cowgirl, my friend.
I guess I am. I'm definitely a cowgirl at heart. So, but I'm really glad I did it, and it was a wonderful experience.
the opportunity you have to tour the world, as we said, 49 states out of the 50, every continent except Antarctica. Do you find, Jamie, that you adopt the different cultural personas when you're in these different places, or are you still the cowgirl out on that adventure?
Oh, I'm definitely a Texas girl at heart, as you can probably tell from my accent. But I do soak up the local culture and try to see and experience as much as possible and meet all the people, and it's just thrilling for me to get to travel.
So why is it and how is it that Tucson's become your base?
Well, Dallas was great. I was there for 20 years, but I always yearned to live in the mountains and have more nature around me, because I love to hike and cycle and all of that. So a friend of a friend was looking for a house sitter in a really gorgeous house about 8 years ago in Tucson, and I said, what the heck, I'll give it a try, and if I don't like it, I can do something else, because I have been thinking about leaving Dallas. So I came here and immediately fell in love with Tucson, and I've been here 8 years now, and even though I'm always going to be a Texas girl at heart, I'm definitely consider myself a desert girl now, and I absolutely love it here.
Share with us the other artistic connections you're making then with other fellow photographers or artists or the artisans here in the city.
Oh, well, Tucson is such a rich place to be for art and culture. I have met so many photographers, painters, jewelry makers. Just being around artists of all kinds is inspiring to me. And living down in the barrio, close to downtown, almost all my neighbors are artists. And there's tons of art galleries everywhere. We have the Tucson Open Studios coming up that I'm participating in and really excited about. So I just get a ton of energy being around all the artists.
How is it you've been challenged by that group or certain individuals in terms of stretching your work in certain directions or fostering new projects in any way?
I don't feel challenged by the group. I feel inspired.
Inspired. That's a nice way to
say it. Very inspired by being around all the artists, because it's not just commercial work. I mean, I love my commercial work. It's certainly allowed me to travel around the world and make a living, and I'm still thrilled every day when I wake up and go, oh yeah, I get to make a living with my camera. It's still just as exciting to me that I get to do that.
And the technology, of course, over these years has shifted towards
yes.
digital. So are you one that, I still love to play with the, wish I could or had played with the film or played with the silver, as they say, versus digital, or has it just been a natural place to grow up?
Well, it wasn't natural at first. It was a big challenge at first, but I did, start many years ago, and I had a dark room in my kitchen, and so I've done all that, and I'm glad I started at that time so I could learn the old school way, and then luckily the digital, once I got over the initial kind of intimidation of digital, I went all digital about 8-9 years ago, and now I love it. It just is another tool, and if you don't have to know everything. So if you don't know something, hire someone to help you, and you don't have to be the master of everything. So
we had the opportunity for our 250th show, as you know, back in October, to have Louise Serpa here.
Yes,
and of course, just one of the grand dames of the Western Southwest, and most specifically rodeo. But Louise talked about how really the photography to her was catching the right couple seconds to when you hit the shutter.
So it really doesn't matter if you're shooting film or you're digital. That's irrelevant. It's being in the moment and
also being very mindful of the medium, that which you're going to photograph. Particularly, you do a lot of shots of people. That's not the easiest, is it?
No, it isn't. So I like to try to get to know people beforehand as much as possible, and if they're out of town, at least we'll call them. We try to arrive as early as we can to build a friendship and a rapport, and
so
to make
them
feel comfortable.
And them comfortable and them to relax.
Yes.
So they can do that.
Yes.
Yeah. In fact, I know the picture we have on our side of Louise, you actually took that photo.
I did.
Her standing in the shadows, under a granada and catching with the camera, the camera of the camera.
Yes. And, getting people to engage with you and laugh and talk and not be so posed, I think, is the better way to get them to relax and be natural. So
do you now, I believe when I looked at your site, the predominantly the work was in color, but do you also enjoy doing the black and white?
I love black and white, and the American Cowgirl, all the still photos will be black and white.
Lovely.
And but most of my commercial work is in color, so it really depends on the subject matter
And you're drawn to the black and white because of the
nature. I think the nature of this project, I just see it in black and white. It just speaks to me in black and white. So
that's it. Now, we mentioned that you've got an exhibit right now up in Wickenburg. Other exhibits in the plans or thinking of here throughout Tucson or the Southwest?
Oh, absolutely. I've got several people calling right now wanting to showcase my work or have art openings. And the museum in Wickenburg has been there for 50 years.
Oh, I love it.
They've invited me to come back and give a lecture in a few weeks. And it's a very charming little town. So,
but I think, you know, just like with some of our other segments, it's really the story behind the photographs that's so wonderful. Both the story of what you went through to catch it, but then what you're portraying in the images.
Yes. The stories are just incredible. And I get emails all the time from all over the world with people sharing. And there's cowgirls in other countries, too.
Yeah, and we don't think about that, do we?
Yes, so it's been very interesting to hear all this.
And so your documentary, I imagine, you know, you're obviously not going to use all the footage that you take, but do you have in mind a portfolio of X stories that you're going to winnow down?
For the film, I think it will be five stories.
Five stories.
From different ages of cowgirls from around the country.
But so then you've got an awful lot of extra material, so it's going to be probably more than one documentary.
I really think so.
Well, Jamie Williams, congratulations on this effort. You had another thing?
Thank you so much. I just wanted to say that I would encourage people to surround themselves with positive people, believe in yourself, follow your heart. Don't be afraid to pursue your dreams. You have nothing to lose, everything to gain, and I'm living proof of that.
You got it. And we're going to continue to watch that expand. Again, Jamie Williams, thatgirlproductions.com, as well as the American Cowgirl. And you can catch actually that encore trailer and get exposure to the documentary that we'll look forward to its debut in due time.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.